nice to feel nothing and still get full credit for being alive. Kurt Vonnegut.
Dustin Nightingale lives in Fargo, North Dakota. His poems have been published in various journals, including Margie, Cimarron Review, and Stickmin. His band, the Citronella Hangovers, is currently recording their third spoken word album. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Dustin, what poems have you brought for us today?
I brought a poem here called For the People I Meet and Never See Again. It was nice meeting you. Thank you for your eye and point of view on whatever. Sometimes a hug, a tight one that says, for the people I meet and will never see again. We don't mean any harm other than to ourselves, because ghosts are the sweetest peach. We're all the one who got away. I can say your smile is wonderful, but rehearsed, which I understand, and is abstaining and careful. I bought a ticket to this theater, and so did you. Did you enjoy the performance? I thought I was great, complex, intelligent, but not academic. And you, I like the way you made that possible. Rock in the ground. Digging a hole for a support post, I clip the crown of a rock with a pickaxe and start to dig around. This is dawn with work that takes as long as it does. And you're the fat butt Buddha who shimmied down the rabbit hole, some ancient tectonic flake or glacial dropping covered in red clay for centuries. I touch your cold head, pointed dunce-like, and wipe the dirt out of the wrinkles in your brow. You seem unconcerned with my presence as I continue to dig around and down. Do you have a root that goes to the core of this planet? Is what I think your head actually a hair? To dig in this earth, this icy red mucus, it's easy to leave your body and do the work inside your head. Let things unfold and fold on each other like buckets of steam. But no crowbar, spud, pickaxe, hoe, or spade seems to move you. Is this just your leftover belly when you died, a fossilized consumption of the earth itself? I try to smash your brains in with a sledgehammer, letting the weight thump into you like a pendulum. I try ridges and sides, look for fault lines, and for the first time ever, the rock has a shadow, like me. It grows thin and long, almost see-through, almost vain. Two crows. Will someone please explain to the antagonists that all emotions are real to those who have them? So when I use words like slaughter or stabbings of dawn birds, I mean slaughter and I mean stabbings of dawn birds. And though such words may seem overwrought with an embarrassing adolescent tinge, perhaps inaccurate for the subject, I knew they were coming. Coming up like coughs of pearly eggs into a sleazy water of subject and intent. This is not an apology, attack, or a backdoor apology, or an apology that bites the old hooks inside us. What I want to say is, I love the crows in the snow. I'd watch them for hours if they didn't have some place to go. I'd watch them until I wasn't thinking of anything, was happy, sinking in that syrupy living. I'd watch them until I thought they might be my own pupils, until I was one of them. And I refuse not to be a crow or the prayer I say to them, however awful and unwise it may be. Please explain to the antagonist that I have nothing against him and nothing to say to him. If I can ever say a word more rock than rock, something found cruising unnoticed in the grass for centuries, something that pulls the umbrella out of another's hands, I think I'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. It's safe here. Sick things. The blue frog in the middle of the street said to me, watch out for that sick thing lurking in your favorite song. Mount Jesus, it was right. I wrote and wrote and wrote till I wasn't anybody worth reading.
You've been listening to poems by Dustin Nightingale on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.